Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, I should say. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Joined now by Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and here to tell us all about what's happening across Michigan. Michigan Backroads Report, brought to you by Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Ron, what's going on?
I got to tell you, Scott, it's really good to talk to you today. You know, I must tell you, you inspired me. It was something you said earlier on the program.
This is a little scary. Okay, what did I say?
No, actually, there's not a hook in this one.
Okay.
No, you were talking about hot dogs.
Yes.
The Americans are going to consume 7 billion. Was it
7
billion? This weekend?
Well, no, it was I think 150 million on Independence Day, but 7 billion or 8 billion between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So over the summer, about 7 or 8 billion.
150 million this weekend. Well, it inspired me because I'm not a hot dog eater, but I'm going to step up. I'm going to pitch in. I'm going to wade into 4 of those bad boys myself tomorrow.
Perfect. And, you know, we at home just cooked up a bunch last night, and we didn't eat them all. So there's a few still in the fridge. So we'll contribute those to the effort tomorrow as well. So if we're doing our part and all our listeners do their part, we're going to hit that number easily.
Yeah, we're going to set up. We're going to raise the bar, as they say.
Well, if people are not dedicating their time to eating hot dogs over the next few days, what else might they be able to do across this great state of Michigan?
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's going to be watching the lights in the sky, except mm-hmm. you. You'll be asleep. But if you try take a nap in the afternoon, then you can be up for the big fireworks stuff.
It's not me.
I'm going to talk about a couple of places you can go because people are going to be traveling. And just a couple of places where you can go where you can pause for a moment and remember that Independence Day was won. You know, our independence was fought for and won. And it's still maintained by the best and the bravest members of every generation. So I want to give you a couple of places you can go, north, south, east, and west. Where do you want to start?
Let's start close to this town. Last time we started up north, let's start down south this time.
Oh, you got the one that tugs at my heart. That's the War Dog Memorial in just south of Milford, Michigan. You know, I heard a report earlier that the animal shelters are going to be filled up with dogs.
Yes.
They go running away because they're scared by the fireworks.
Yep.
But there's a war dog memorial just south of Milford. It's a cemetery and a memorial that honors the dogs that serve in the military and serve with our first responders. And I will tell you, it will tug at your heartstrings to walk through this. It's very small, but every battle, every war, all the rescuers, all the first responders are honored there. Just give you an idea, more than 4,000 dogs didn't return from the Vietnam conflict alone.
Yeah.
Just that one 10-year period.
And you extrapolate that out to other conflicts, and you begin seeing the real numbers involved.
You'll see the police are there, the firefighters are there, the Coast Guard. I mean, it's amazing that it's well worth it. You know, just go there, pause for a few minutes, then go back to the party. That's down south.
All right. What about toward the center of the state?
Yeah. So we'll go from south to north.
Yeah.
While we're on the same subject here, is one of the places I like to stop. A lot of people are going to be partying on Houghton Lake and Higgins Lake. Just to the east of those lakes is a road, Route 18, goes from Houghton Lake to Roscommon. And a turnoff there will take you to the Fireman's Memorial. I'll tell you what, it's again, one will put a lump in your throat. It is dedicated to the members of the organizations that are, again, fighting the fires. We'll probably be starting with some of our fireworks this weekend. And they're out there, instead of partying and eating hot dogs, they're out protecting our services and our freedom once again. So that's the Fireman's Memorial, a great place to go. Now I'm going to run to the Upper Peninsula a little more. This is a little more of a fun thing, but it was done by one retired Marine who decided to create this art park. It's east of Marquette. It's called Lake and Land.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going from Munising to Marquette, you'll drive right by it because on the right side to the north is Lake Superior. And so we're all looking at that. You'll go right by this, but if you pull in, there's a place to park, a place to have a picnic, a nice fire going, a huge art park, all these sculptures created by this one retired Marine, and a couple of walking trails, all free, and it honors the independent spirit of the American warrior. Another great spot. You'll miss it if you're not looking for it.
Very cool, very cool. And let's see. Benzie County in Beulah, they've got some happenings for 4th as well.
Well, they do, and I'll tell you what, if you're going to go to, if you're going to be in that part of the state where you should be, over there on Crystal Lake in Beulah, they have the Beulah Beach there, and they will have some of the best fireworks over that lake anywhere in the state of Michigan.
And I always think it's better when the professionals do it. I know people like doing kind of their own thing in the backyard, but I got to tell you, you know, running out every couple of minutes and firing off one firework is not quite the same as watching those coordinated displays by the professionals. And it has the added benefit of being a little safer, too.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I remember the time that we had to chase my little brother down and drop him down and roll him and stuff, you know, because he got hit with my little sister threw a sparkler at him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that happens, but yeah, let the professionals do it. And then drive careful, have a great time out there,
yes.
Enjoy your independence, and remember the people who kept it safe for all of us.
Ron Rademacher, check out more at MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, thanks so much for once again joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, always good to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. The Michigan Backroads Report brought to you by Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.